Was ist los? Woher kommt die Schießerei?
Mein Führer, darf ich Ihnen zum Geburtstag gratulieren?
Von wo kommt der Beschuss?
Führer, wir haben noch keine Meldung. Ich spreche gerade mit Koller.
Koller, geben Sie mir Koller. Koller.
Hello, everyone.
Sie wissen, dass Berlin unter Artilleriefeuer liegt.
Canadians are going through a tough time right now. Inflation has given them a big kick in the teeth over the past year and a half. After the extraordinarily difficult situation that COVID was. And now interest rates causing huge challenges on home buyers and homeowners. And people are really feeling it. No wonder people are feeling anxious and upset. The question, of course, as politicians, remains, what do we do? How do we respond when people are fearful for their future, worried about their kids' prosperity, worried about their ability to pay their rent or buy groceries? What does leadership mean when people are hurting?
Hören Sie den Beschuss nicht?
I wish I had phrased it differently. The fact is, there is a very small number of people in this country who deliberately spread misinformation and disinformation that led to Canadians' deaths, that led to excessive hardship in people who believed them.
Die Russen sollen eine Eisenbahnbrücke über die Oder haben.
But don't write off Canadians just because they choose to wave a nasty flag. Don't write off a neighbor who chooses to put a bumper sticker that unfortunately you then have to explain to your kids. People are hurting out there. And we're going to keep rolling up our sleeves and bringing forward the best possible solutions because Canadians can get through this. This is the best country in the world and we're going to keep making it even better.
Das sind ja nur 12 Kilometer bis zum Stadtkern.
Now, politics is never going to be a game of unanimous support. It's about a whole bunch of thoughtful, good people coming together to try and figure out the best way forward. And yes, there are people who are hurting, and there are people who are lashing out. And we need to be there to reassure them.
Ist der Russe schon so nah?
I won't be stirring up anger.
Man müsste die ganze Luftwaffenführung sofort aufhängen! Das ist unerhört. Unerhört! Der Russe steckt 12 Kilometer vom Stadtkern. Und ich erfahre das sozusagen auf Nachfrage.
Mein Führer, vielleicht handelt es sich ja wirklich um Fernfeuer. Sie erwähnten eine Eisenbahnbrücke über die Oder.
Ach, Unsinn!